بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجالا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروا ليلة القدر في المنام في السبع الأواخر، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر، فمن كان منكم متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. In the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned that the Prophet that some men amongst the companions of the Prophet were shown in their dreams that the night of Adr, the night of decree, was in the last seven nights of Ramadan. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it seems that all your dreams agree that the night of Qadr is in the last seven nights, and whoever wants to search for it, meaning the night of Qadr, should search in the last seven nights of Ramadan. This hadith and the next hadith is the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu anha. The hadith of Aisha, hadith number 206, the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu anha, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر. That Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, search for the night of Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Now, first of all, the meaning of the night, the legal meaning of the night in Sharia is the time extending from sunset until daybreak. This is the legal meaning of al-layla, the night. The legal meaning of al-layla is the time extended from, this is the night, the time extended from sunset until the daybreak. Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the Quran, is in Ramadan. Because the Quran was sent down in Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent down. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Dukhan, chapter 44, verse 3, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. Verily we have sent it down on a blessed night. And the meaning of Al-Qadr, meaning the honor, in the linguistic language, in linguistically, meaning al-sharaf, the honor. You say such and such is عظيم القدر. Such and such is of great honor. He has a great honor. Why? Because, or it is referred to as لِأَنَّ الْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا لَهُ قَدْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Because the righteous deeds therein, in the night of Qadr, has a great merit. Or it is named due to التقدير. التقدير, the decree. Because in it there is the decree of what takes place during the year. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Dukhan, the same verse 44, the same chapter 44, verse 4. 44, verse 4. قال الله تعالى فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Therein that night is decreed every matter of ordainments. And it is a blessed night. Laylatun Mubarakah. We have sent it down on a blessed night. And from its blessing is that the Quran was sent in it, in this night, on this blessed night, as a guidance. As Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah 2185, هدى للناس شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, هدى للناس, guidance to mankind, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, guidance for mankind, and bayinat, clear proofs for the guidance and the criteria between wrong and right. And also because it is better than 1,000 months in worship. And this is 83 years. 83 years of worship. And also because in it the angels descend with goodness and mercy and blessings. And because it is a night of peace to the believers, peace and safety from fear, due to the multitudes who will be saved from hell therein on this night. And also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in it a surah, a chapter recited until the day of resurrection. إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Verily we have revealed it on a blessed night. The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 nights. Salam, it is peace and safety all that night until the appearance of dawn. And also it is a blessing because of what is revealed, what came on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as whoever prays the night of Al-Qadr imanan wa ihtisaban, out of faith and anticipation of reward, Allah will forgive him whatever preceded of his sins. Imanan, out of faith in Allah and anticipating the reward. These two are conditions to attain this merit. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ used to go into seclusion in the last 10 nights seeking the night of Al-Qadr. So therefore, i'tikaf has been particularized to these 10 nights, or rather these 10 nights were associated with this worship of i'tikaf and other worship because of this night. And that the Prophet ﷺ incited the believers to pray this night, as in this hadith. As to its time, the preponderating opinion is that it alternates between these nights. And there are wisdoms, and Allah knows best, for keeping it unknown. One of them is Allah's mercy towards His slaves, so that they do more and exert effort seeking it. Because if they would know that it is on a certain particular night, then they will limit their work and efforts to that night. And also the other wisdom is testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His slaves to distinguish those who are serious seeking it from those who are lazy. This night has certain signs to it. Some of these signs accompany the night, and some come after it. So there are two types of signs: those which come with it, and those that come following it. From those that accompany the night is the strong intensity of light during this night, because of the descent of what goes on from the descent of the angels during this night. So many of them descend on this night. The second sign is the openness of the chest of the believer and his delight. And that is because the angels descend with mercy and joy. The third, on that night, the believer finds in himself keenness to worship, different from the other nights, and finds enjoyment and openness and comfort of the chest. And from the signs is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show some of the believers in their dreams this night. Due to the hadith, I have been shown this night, then it was taken away. And also due to the evidence we have in this hadith, that some of the companions were shown the night of the Qadr in the last 7 nights. And from the signs of this night is that the wind on this night is quiet, and it's neither cold nor hot, as in the hadith of Jabir. It's calm and pleasant, neither cold nor hot, and that it is a clear night. And from the signs is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the dua in it, based on the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to what she can do or say if she encounters the night of Qadr. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her the following dua: اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني, which means, O Allah, you are pardoning and you love to pardon, so pardon me. These are the signs that accompany this night, and the signs that may come following this night is that as authentically reported, the sun on the day following this night, as in the hadith on the morning following Laylatul Qadr, the sun rises not having any rays. Hadith of Ubay bin Ka'b in Sahih Muslim, not having any rays as if it were a brass dish until it rises, meaning becomes high. So it would rise without any beams, in another wording, and in another wording, without rays. And in another narration, the sun comes up on its morning weak and reddish. These are the signs that we follow the night of Al-Qadr. There are other signs, we mentioned them, but they are incorrect. It is mentioned that on this night the barking of dogs diminish greatly or stop barking, and the facts or realities is in direct opposition to this. Second is that the trees fall in prostration and then they come to their original position. Also, this is untrue. And also from that is that the salt water turns sweet this night. And all of these are untrue. There are even more than this, but these are some of the famous or known or spread rather an incorrect and false signs. In this hadith, we know that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma mentioned that some of the companions were shown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them in their dream the night of Al-Qadr during their sleep. And what the person sees in the sleep is either one of the following. Either he sees a vision or a dream, a good dream, and this is from Ar-Rahman, Allah. Or a bad dream, and this is from Shaitan. Or self-talk. In the hadith of Abu Qatada, رضي الله عنه, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, a good dream is from Allah and a bad dream is from Shaitan. So if anyone of you sees in a dream something he dislikes, then when he gets up, he should blow thrice on his left side and seek refuge with Allah from its evil. For then it will not harm him. For then it will not harm him. And this is, you can find it in Sahih Bukhari, Volume 7, Book 71. Hadith 643. About the self-talk, it's often that the person, before he goes to sleep, he may be thinking about certain things or speaking about certain things, things on his thought, on his mind. Now, in the hadith, it is mentioned some men amongst the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were shown in their dreams that the night of Qadr was in the last seven nights. The last seven nights. This means, if the month is 29 days, incomplete, then it begins on the night of the 23rd. If the month is incomplete, if it is 29, then these last seven would begin from the night of the 23rd. So you will have the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. The nights of these days. This is if it is a 29th day. If it is a 30 day, then it will begin from the night of the 24th. Then it will begin from the night of the 24th. So there will be 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30. Is that clear? Okay. The benefits of this hadith. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bestow favors upon some of his slaves by showing them the night of the Qadr in their dreams. Where is this taken from? From the hadith, where is this derived from? The Sahaba had dreams, or they were shown. You need to quote it correctly. They were shown the night of Qadr in the dream. Now, and from this also there is evidence on acting upon the good dream. Evidence on acting upon the good dream with conditions. If there are indications or proofs supporting that, meaning there are supportive indications or proofs for the truthfulness of this dream, this particular dream, and secondly, the dream is not in opposition with the Sharia. The dream, this action, etc., in the dream, is not in opposition with the Sharia. Clear? Two conditions. Thirdly, we have the following four situations concerning the acting upon the ru'ya, the vision or the dream. First, that there is agreement, in case there is agreement on the same dream by two or more people. Like in the case of the Adhan. The call for the Adhan. We know from the hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abd Rabbih radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that a man appeared to me while I was asleep and told me to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greater, Allah is the greater. And he mentioned the Adhan with Allahu Akbar four times without tarji', meaning without doubling or repeating or getting back, meaning to utter the words of testimony of the Shahadatain twice. And the Iqama once, except the statement قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, the prayer stood ready to begin. He repeated it twice. He, Abdullah, the narrator, said, When it was morning, I went to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, it is a true vision. The story of this is that it happened that when the Muslims increased in number, the problem of calling for prayer arose. And there were different suggestions offered. Some of these suggestions were to blow the conch. And the Prophet ﷺ said that this was the way of the Jews. Some suggested to lit fire. And the Prophet ﷺ responded that this is the practice of the Magians. And so there was no decision made. The same night, Abdullah bin Zayd, the narrator of the hadith I just mentioned, he dreamed that a man was standing with a conch in his hand. And Abdullah asked him whether he would sell it. The man asked Abdullah about the purpose of the purchase. And Abdullah told him that he would call the Muslims for prayer by blowing it. And he asked him about telling a better way than that, and recited the words of the Adhan, the call to the prayer, as in the narration we just mentioned. In the morning, Abdullah told this dream to the Prophet ﷺ, and he testified that the dream is true. And also at the same time, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, saw the same dream. And Abdullah and Umar ibn al-Khattab at the same time saw the same dream. So, yes, this is the last statement I mentioned, that Umar ibn al-Khattab also saw the same dream. So this is a proof, and our hadith is a proof also. That the same dream, or the dreams, if they are concurrent on the same thing, seen by two or more. The second case is, if the same dream is repeated, now there is the repetition of the dream itself. Third situation, the proof. Naam. Abdullah bin Zayd and Umar ibn Khattab. May Allah be pleased with both of them. The indications or the proofs stand to support the truthfulness of the dream. Like, for example, when the Prophet ﷺ was shown in one night that he was prostrating in water and in mud, on water and on mud. And in the morning there was mud and water on his forehead. This was one of the nights of Al-Qadr, when he was shown this in one night, prostrating in mud. The fourth situation is that there is testification from the Sharia supporting the dream. If there is a testification from Sharia supporting the dream, meaning if there are legal evidences for it. And from that is, as an example we can refer to, is what Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, mentioned concerning his Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. When a funeral was presented before him so as to make the funeral prayer on the deceased. But Sheikh al-Islam was hesitant to pray on this person, to make a funeral prayer on him, because in the area there were many Druze sect. This is an esoteric sect. They are not Muslims. So he was hesitant. So he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream, telling him, عَلَيْكَ بِالشَّرْطِ يَا أَحْمَدُ, take by the condition, make it conditional, O Ahmed, Ahmed ibn Taymiyyah meaning. So if you intend to make dua for this deceased, then say, Allahumma in kana muslima, O Allah, if he is a Muslim, then forgive him and have mercy upon him. This dream, in this context that you just heard, is attested to by Sharia, as in the hadith concerning the invocation, O Allah, give me life if you know that life is good for me. So this is conditional. There's condition. Also, like for example in Sharia, we know, as in Surah An-Nur, for example, chapter 24, verse 67 in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That's the peak. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ وَالْخَامِسَةُ أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And for those who accuse their wives but have no witnesses except themselves, let the testimony of one of them be four testimonies, meaning testifying four times by Allah that he is one of those who speak the truth. And the fifth testimony should be the invoking of curse of Allah on him if he be of those who tell a lie. So there is a kind of condition. If he be of those who tell a lie. And in the invocation which Sheikh al-Islam made, if he is a Muslim, then O Allah, forgive him and have mercy upon him. You understand this? You understand these situations now with concerning working by the, or according to a dream, a righteous dream. No. This hadith also tells us that the night of Al-Qadr is in Ramadan. And third and more, the hadith tells us to seek it in the last seven. In the hadith of Aisha, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek for the night of Al-Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. In the last odd of the 10 days. So, the remaining 10 days or nights. The remaining 10 nights, those will be, or those will begin from the night of the 21st if the month is complete. Because in this case, it will be the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And in case the month is incomplete, being 29, then the night will begin, seek it from the night which is the 20th. So it will be 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. So therefore, now, if the month is complete, then the odd nights will be the nights of the odd ones. 21st, 23, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. And if it is otherwise incomplete, then the nights will be of the even ones. So it will be the night of the 20th, 22nd, 24th, 26th, and 28th. And this is not possible to be known except at the end of the month, right? You understand? Right. Now, how do we reconcile this hadith with the previous one? In the previous one, the hadith of Abi Sa'id is to seek it in the what? Last seven. Sorry. First of all, there is no contradiction between the two narrations. That is because all the nights of the 10th are nights to be sought. However, it is most hoped that they will be in the odd nights. So first of all, the 10th, right? Most hoped they will be in what? It will be in what? Which nights of the 10th? In the odd. And the most hoped of the odd will be, most hoped of the odd will be, will be which ones? No. In the last seven, according to the hadith. Now, which of the last seven is most hoped to be? Which of the last seven most hoped it will be the 27th? So from this hadith we know that the Prophet ﷺ directed to seek the night in the last 10 nights, and the odd of the 10 is more hoped than in the case of the even. Once. And this is the this manner all the hadiths are, alhamdulillah, there is no contradiction between all of them. So we begin therefore from the narrations of seek it in the last 10 nights, seek for the night of Qadr during the odd nights from the last 10 nights. And in the hadith of Ibn Umar, seek it in the last 10 nights. However, if one of you becomes weak or is not able to, then let him not be subdued by the last 7 nights. And the hadith of Abi Sa'id, whoever wants to search for it should search in it in the last 7. And then also finally the hadith about the 27th. For example, the hadith of Ibn Hubaysh, who reported that Ubay bin Ka'b was informed that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said whoever stands the whole year in prayer, he will certainly encounter the night of Qadr. And upon hearing this, Ubay said, may Allah have mercy on him. He did not want the people to become lazy if they knew more precisely when it is. Then he said, by the one whom there is no deity but him, meaning Allah, it is surely in Ramadan, and I swear by Allah I know which night it is. It is the night in which the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to stand in prayer. It is the night preceding the morning of the 27th of Ramadan, and its sign is that the sun rises the following morning, white and without rays. So this is the 27th, being most hoped from the odd nights of the last 7 of the 10th. This hadith that I mentioned, it's in Sahih Muslim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.